Hey now, Cousin Mercy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
comes from the soul. Guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun. Lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kind of clever.
Close like bosoms. Bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that we're like FMH and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine and I can be nobody.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long lovingness, you know, he's in there. I feel sorry for those who pay a fare. A see? Word to the G.
I don't beg.
I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said?
His buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said the world because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is break you.
You know what? She freaks
and then I watch. And then I check my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line. And that buddy was mine. Oh, my. Now in Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy stop blocking every brand.
And Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Yeah, yay. Just like that, we are back. Welcome, everyone, to the world-famous G. Lou Show, Fabulous Flashback Fridays, usually hosted by, you heard her, Miss Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy, but tonight Queen Jean is out. She's still not feeling that great. She'll be back Sunday. Everyone keep Queen Jean in your prayers. Please, please do that for me. But we're going to hold it down for her tonight. I'm joined by the fabulous Cousin Marcy. What up, cuzzo?
In the place to be. What up, cuzzo? What's up, everybody out there? We are definitely back and lifting our queen up in prayers. Feel better. We miss you, lady. My lovely one is what I call her. What's going on, cuzzo?
It's all good, loved one. No complaints. You know what I mean? Just hella busy day. I ain't even had a chance to kick my feet up yet, but I ain't complaining at all. I'd rather be busy than not busy. So it's all good. Blessed to be here for another Friday with you, cuzzo, tonight. How are you?
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much for asking. I am doing well, fam, on this Friday, the 13th. I realized halfway during the day. I was like, oh, bring on the spooky season. Today is
that right on time for that Halloween, for that season, huh, I guess.
Right on the time, right on the time. The people's done already started putting out their decorations. The people already done started putting out their Christmas lights, okay?
Wow.
We don't have no time to waste, so, yeah.
Wow.
But it's a week is same here, like busy and, you know, but rather be that than not. And I hope
right.
everybody out there had a good week as well, okay?
Yes. Hey, cuz of... I also want to send a shout-out to you. Shout-out to Cuzzo. You've been doing your thing. I see you over there doing the thing at the play. I don't know if Cuzzo don't be wanting to say his name, but you've been doing your thing over there, and I see the banners and all the shit
right.
you're doing. So I just want to congratulate you on your grind, Cuzzo.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. We can mention him. We will not ever play any of his audio. We're talking about the Star Report, the ones we talked about on Sunday, made that little announcement. So we also got to we need your new banner. We need the new banner that you want for the G Lou Show platform we promoted tonight. I actually just got off with them. But yeah, so again, thank you all as well. Nora Money Candles, getting it done. The G Lou platform, getting it done. And little bigger things to come, okay?
Yeah, yay. Yeah, yay. Cuzzo said it. Shout out again to Nora Money Candles doing their thing. My little niece is over there doing their thing. Shout out to Nora Money Candles. Well, shout out all the sponsors, but shout out to Nora Money Candles, what they got cracking over there.
Yeah, shout out everyone. We got Tweet Cadillac, DD Harrison. We got BTP Media. What is that? One World Magazine. We can't forget Super Producer DJ Maniac. You know, he does his thing. Digital West. It's just all coming into fruition. So y'all just keep up the great love and support. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 914-803-4001. And I was going to say something else, but I'm going to hold that till about 8:30. I'm not even going to get it. Or whatever time you say it's going to be time for the bull crap, because when I tell you, I came up with the conclusion last night. I said, well, maybe this lady just want to be Tupac. Do she just want to be
him? I already know
where
you're going. That's crazy. Yeah, that blew my mind this week with all that. I was like, wow, okay. My man just over there looking with the... They're going to have the meme. I know you got a meme for Mr. Smith. Boy, he ought to have one.
I don't know. It's like you coming outside of yourself. I don't know. Maybe she just wanted to be him because the stuff that's coming out of her mind, I don't know. I don't know, cousin. It's just weird to me, you know? But
right.
That's neither here nor there. That has nothing to do with what's going to happen tonight on Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Shout out again to you, Queen. Oh, we miss you. Who's going to laugh at my jokes? I don't know, y'all. Somebody. Oh, goodness. But, Cuzzo.
What we got cracking tonight, Cuzzo?
I've been trying to get this
it.
One. Since they got free, right? You know who I'm talking
yep.
about.
They
went through a lengthy battle,
plug
y'all.
Two.
Plug one, plug two. Okay, Pasta News, rest in peace to True Boy the Dove. But yeah, tonight we're going to get into the Daisy Age of hip hop. We're still into celebrating, you know, hip hop is 50. Okay, we just going to keep on counting down. Next year they're going to be 51. No pun intended. But yeah, so the Daisy Age in hip hop, I can put myself at the seventh grade, exactly. This Full Throttle just hit me like a ton of bricks. The song that you brought us in on, Buddy, that's one of the first songs. It probably was a top three that I actually took my time, wrote all the lyrics off of stop, play, rewind, stop, play. What did they just say? I had to know every single word.
That was a classic.
From every artist. That
yes.
was a classic, okay? But when we talk about the Daisy Age, we, you know, first we're going to mention De La Soul. Just to give just a tiny bit of history on it, from an article I located from RapSource.com, and it said, what began at Boston Venue in 1988 when the Jungle Brothers and De La Soul played the same show coalesced into a loose collective that nonetheless became a firm reference for rap music coming from a certain mindset. one that values culture and creativity. There is no point in putting the native tongues on a pedestal as the ultimate good guys of hip-hop, but by comparison, they did represent a more sincere, more respectful, more open-minded, more conscious branch of the genre, of which they became the very archetypes. Well-known acts and artists such as Common, The Roots, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, MF Doom, Rest in Peace, Busta Rhymes, Black Moon, The Far Side, Blackalicious, Hieroglyphics, Jurassic 5, Black Eyed Peas, Fugees, Arrested Development, PM Dawn, or Slum Village would simply not have existed in their particular manifestation without the native tongues. Their long-term influence still exceeds these familiar names and was fundamentally transformative within hip-hop across the globe. So sorry, you all. But just to, you know, go into it, those artists mentioned, I don't think they would have hit as hard if it wasn't for the examples that the Jungle Brothers or the Tribe Called Quest or the De La Soul brought to the genre, you know, in 1988. They let the females do their thing. We heard Queen Latifah and Moni Love on Buddy. So tonight, y'all, let's just get into it. We're going to be doing a lot of peace signs. Get your daisies. Get your whatever you're going to get. If it's water, if it's water. If it's wine, it's wine. But we're just going to vibe out and zone out the 70s Daisy Age artist. And,
hey,
what do you I'm what glad, do you remember about that time?
Man, I remember it like it was yesterday. Because I remember that time. It was actually great because I was still kind of young, but that was a time when hip-hop was growing and a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just one thing, which I loved about hip-hop because we had all the other things going on. But Daylight came in, and it brought a fresh air. The whole Jungle Brother, the whole Native Tongues, or, you know, the whole mm-hmm. foundation, because that's when we had, like, the African medallion. I had the little medallion thing. I had my ex hat at one time. You know, all the little the mm-hmm. little stuff to go with it. So it was just a beautiful time. And I remember Daylight specifically. Even when they dropped that album, 3 Feet High and Rising, the cover, I remember the mm-hmm. video, because I have my older brother, he you know, he hates to have to record all the videos. It was just like I remember that time with people like De La specifically, and just the different style they brought. Weren't trying to be all that. They were regular clothes, like the hippie look I guess they had. But the even you said, I'm glad you said that, De La brought a different flavor and all that, but same time, you could never get De La mistaken for, like, no little punks or pushovers, because they had some shit, too. They talked their shit, too, you know what I mean? And they had
right.
their little stuff, and they let you know they weren't no punks, but they were just trying to bring
right.
a different perspective and teach the people. So I just definitely remember that whole vibe, the Jungle Brothers, Tribe, De La, Latifah, you know, Moni Love, everyone involved, and especially, like, that
mm-hmm.
Buddy song. I remember when that came out, you know, they should just play it on K-Day. I remember going to Word on Wheels here. I mean, that song was just significant in that era, you know what I mean? So peace to Daylight. I'm glad we're doing this show tonight, Cuzzo.
It was the repeat on the repeat on every station. It was kind of as
yes.
if this was our pre, because remember, we hadn't really gotten to that NWA mode yet. We kind of were
right.
there, but the
right.
gangster rap
what,
thing, it really,
that's what I say, it was
this
going
was
on.
Kind of our bubble.
It was there.
Yeah.
It was there, but
it
but,
was there.
This is what I appreciated about hip-hop then, but this was there too, and it all, like, coexisted. But like you said, that gangster shit wasn't all the way dominated yet, because at one time that shit
right.
took over, even like me, what I listened to, but it wasn't all the way
right.
there yet. And this right here had its own movement, you know what I mean? And it was able to exist
mm-hmm.
with all that at the same time. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
And when you think of that era, think of peace, think of
yeah.
flowers, think of
yeah.
straight like that. So we're not going to hold the people any more. Thank you so much, Cuzzo, for giving your take on that. Yes, what a wonderful time. Feel like we're almost going back to that with the clothing style of dress. Seems like it's going back to the 90s, if I don't say so myself. Everybody's getting rid of this tightness,
yeah,
the men and the women. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm glad.
God.
I'm so glad.
Look,
I'm so glad, because I remember when that shit started, I said, is this, I was like, this is crazy, but I said, I just know it's going to be a fad, right? It's just a little fad, and man, it never stopped. I'm just like, geez, Louise. So I'm glad to see a little bit of change, man. You know, and
everybody's airing out their
loosen up
their lady bits. Yeah, they're airing out their lady bits and their man parts. So good for you all. So let's get into it, Cuzzo. Air it out.
Man. What we doing, Cuzzo? Where we gonna start at?
Oh my God, we're gonna start with some good old Jungle Brothers. Let's take them straight out the jungle. Okay, get into it, y'all. Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Jilu, Missing Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy. Let's go, y'all.
Yeah.
Say what? Come on, Sam. Yeah. Educated man from the motherland. You see, they call me a star, but that's not what I am. I'm a jungle brother, a true blue brother, and I've been to many places you'll never discover. Step to my side, suckers running hot. Africa's in the house, they get petrified. You wanna know why? I'll tell you why. Because they can't stand the sight of the jungle. They never fight a fuss, they never curse a cuss. They just stand on the side and stare at us. They get out of line, I put them on a vine and give them one big push for all mankind. There ain't nothing to it, I just go ahead and do it. I lay down the jungle sound and run right through it. And when I'm on the mic, I never stutter or stumble, cause I'm a jungle brother. Straight out the jungle.
Cool and quiet, but quick to start up a riot. I write the rhyme, bums and sticks to bite it. I wear no gold around my neck, just black medallion. I show the homes of three black stallions. I don't care for fear, cause fear fears me. Out of 10 ways of dying, the first my G. I'm harder than the hardest hard can get. Africa and I was Sammy B's on the set. I kicked the rhyme through the girl and she became my pet. I let the sucker some juice and now he's feeling dead. The sucker said he wasn't scared of stealing all he sweat. A poor man became rich because of me he bet. My brother's searching high and low, they're looking for me. Where will they find me?
In the J-U-N-G-L-E.
The jungle either you do or you die. You got to be aware, you got to have the jungle life. Take it from a brother who knows, my friend. The animals and cannibals will do you in.
Cut your throat. Stab you in the back. The untamed animals just don't know how to act. It's unbelievable.
Uncivilized.
And now I'm starting to realize the danger in the jungle. The jungle means danger. Tension intense, hearts filled with anger. Men killing men just because of one color. In this lifetime I see nothing dumber, so I think before I make a move, make sure my rhyme goes along with the groove. Never backing on the brother when it's time to rumble. My name's Mike G, and I'm straight out with jump.
The jungle, the brothers. That was hard right there. Classic. I don't think they know about that, cuz of
them. Some might not know. They might not know. I'm gonna strap a little microphone. But yeah, that is a classic. Is that Prince Paul on that scratching?
Prince Paul. The legendary Prince Paul.
That was giving a lot of Kanye. The way he mixed those different, But that was straight
yep.
mixing.
Kanye would tell you he got a lot from him, too. He was one of his mentor, not mentor, but he looked, I don't know, mentor, but looked up and, you know, mm-hmm. respected, you know, that all that.
It's okay. He could have mentors. We not scared of Kanye over here.
I mean, that's your boy. I was just saying, I didn't want to, you know, I know you was real, like, you know, protective.
We're not scared
so
of him over here.
I want to say it right. You feel me? That's all.
Because he can have mentors. It's all right. Okay. Oh, they just got done clouding him. Zodiac stuff. Yeah, but shout out to Prince Paul, the Jungle Brothers. Next up, who do we got?
These guys, they'll
always be like a, man, did they get their star yet on the
not yet.
Walk of Shame
not yet.
Or not yet? Really?
And rest in peace to the homie. Five
yeah,
dogs.
Rest in peace. Five
dogs. Did you ever see that documentary they had or moot like the show? I don't know if you
yep.
seen it. It's pretty
definitely
dope.
Definitely
yeah.
did. Definitely did.
I think it was
Speaking
called
of
Check the Rhyme as well. Speaking of.
I think it was too. Yeah, that was very, very yep. good. Rest in peace to Fife Dog. And speaking of documentaries, I am going to talk a little bit. It does have to do with hip-hop, so stay tuned, y'all. Definitely for Marcy's Minute, we're going to give some details on that.
We're going to have an extended Marcy's Minute tonight because we got time tonight. So, you know, we're going to have an extended Marcy. Just do your thing tonight.
Okay, back the truck up. No, I'm just playing. All right, y'all, now let's get to it. Call it number 914-803-4001 if you want to get in on this Daisy Age of Hip Hop conversation / we just playing a jam, y'all. Let's get into some Can I Kick It? Then a Tribe Called Quest. Let's go.
Yay, let's go. Flashback Friday,
shout
y'all.
Shout out Bob Dylan.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes,
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 well, I'm gone.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lu Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect, bless.
To a condo with a fly hoe. Then the scenario. And pass the plate up. sounds get laid down on Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tui Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Yeah, yeah, we are back at it. G. Lou, Cousin Marcy, Flashback Fridays, the Daisy Age.
The Daisy Age it is. Cousin, I'm just trying to figure something out. So
what's
if
that?
You have a prenup, is it better for you to just get divorced? Yeah, because you wouldn't owe anybody money. But if you don't
right.
have a prenup, why would you stick around? Okay. Yes, folks, we are.
Are you talking about
the
girl,
age.
The Jenny Mike?
I'm still,
who is
I'm
that?
I'm trying to figure out. Jada.
Oh, I know you.
I'm just trying to.
Okay, I got you. Okay,
why
yeah.
Why would you stick together?
Well, you know, we'll discuss that in the minute of Marcy. You know what I mean?
Yes. Research going on. That's crazy. Mm-mm-mm. Black Sheep. So they were involved.
You can get with this. You can get with that.
In a this or that lawsuit. They also, their music wasn't streaming either. And they also want to know who's making money off of streaming. They say artists like themselves, they don't see the money that they should with as many plays and as many streams and as many views and as many downloads as happens in today's time. So shout out to Prayer of the Black Sheep. That's,
you know what I think with a lot of let me add this because I could add that from a person. I mean not personal, I'm not a black sheep, but I see a lot of the artists, especially the old school artists that came from back in the day. The problem is what's going on, they already have issues and contract disputes with the label, period. But when you come into this digital world, that changed the whole game. And a lot of the artists, first of all, were not only not hip to it, but, you know, didn't know what was going on and how that affected and how they got paid. And now when you can put out stuff on digital sites, especially labels, you can do it 50 different ways, you know, an artist. And if it's not directly in their name or how they do it, it's not coming to them, it's controlled by the labels, you know. So I'm sure that's what a lot of I'm sure they did, because they had an issue and you know, with their label, you know what I mean. But a lot of these artists, I'm seeing that now, they just weren't aware of what was going on with the streams. And a lot of these labels were already making a lot of money off the streams by the time they found out what was going on, you know, with it. And it's and then when you do find out, it's still hard, because as you see, especially these big artists and stuff, their music is put out in 50 different ways. Like, you can go search something on YouTube from an art, say Earth, Wind & Fire, you'll see the same song 50 different times, you know, in different pages or whatever the case. So it's crazy, you know what I mean? But I think that's where the new artists were able to take advantage of, and that's why you see them, because like, a lot of people say, where is the money in streaming? It is hard in streaming, but a lot of these new artists get a lot of streams, because we all know the youngsters are the ones on the internet and streaming the music. And a lot of the times these newer artists are taking advantage of the streams because they were directly tapped in with the streams, because a lot of them are independent now, don't have labels or whatever the case may be. So, or they're just more savvy. You know, the youngsters were more savvy with this new age digital stuff than a lot of the older people were. You know, let's keep it real. So I think that's why they're taking advantage of it, and the older artists are not. And they see a big difference, because if you go from being a major artist where you're getting paid per CD or per record sale, and record sales were different, we know that our streaming is totally different. It probably takes, I don't know how many streams to equal just one sale. You know, it's a lot of analytics
like
that go on
billion.
With it. Yeah, so
right.
So if you're an artist that came from the major label and getting paid that way to seeing it this way, and then on top of that, you don't even see that, because, you know what I mean? I'm sure it's difficult to deal with. But I just wanted to add that.
Shout out to Soulja Boy. Kodak Black, because just like you said, it seems like they took the blueprint of that and ran with it. These guys were here one day, and then it was like, boom, where did you come from?
Right.
Looking like a bat. All right, let's keep it Daisy. We're going to keep it Daisy. Young kids change the game for how the artists make money. Wow.
Yeah.
All true.
Mm-hmm. And they getting a lot of it too. These young people getting a lot of money.
That's, they getting, you know, a lot of money.
And that's why the older, heads, it's like, damn, you know, they missed it all. They didn't get that money. Even when they were getting some money, it was only a few getting big money, you know. So to see what these youngsters are doing now with probably half the talent, you know, it's like, I'm sure it's hard, like I say, for, you know, people scratching their head like, damn, you know. But that's the elevation of the game, you know.
Yeah, all facts, because of all facts. True indeed. Mm-mm-mm. Well, y'all, we're going to keep the party rocking and rolling on this Daisy Age tribute for hip-hop. Got some local talent coming up. One of my favorite groups, talking about none other than Digable Planets, okay? Yeah. Not that main hit they have, but let's get into some from representing, okay? Area. Let's go, y'all.
Boogie jiving rap is life where I'm from. Where I'm from, Amate, where Izzy, where I'm from. Where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter, keep the fat beats by the pack. Where I'm from, nappy hair is life. We be reading marks where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dig some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoon tied to you, swoon units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, Gangsta Lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky, it's a tail. G, where I'm from, the fire hoses blow. It's purple when it's snow, I do a hit and go. Split, it's hip, what's hip? When hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hear the ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but it's we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Beat the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from? Wicked Dick plans got team where I'm from. Where I'm from, it's kind of 13 where I'm from. Where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most asked by 85 where I'm from. Faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids where I'm from. We're living off that boom boom crack. It's a hip hop rockers jazz when I'm at. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongues, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2 mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you're fluent.
Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Yeah.
Doctors, engineer, and a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip-hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets got the duds and lifts the grass hop. Stuck out from the fuzz that swept the hip-hop. rising like we foam. Get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch from mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. It be past six before we reach back. But official relatives say those are facts. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like bussin' caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip-hop is a fix or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandit. Diggable planets got it going on.
Pleasure in preaching, thoughts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, breaks in three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip-hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, so you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A tri-camera roll system is now set. Fly around the sword under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all, and y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but show me the function.
Everybody wants to be a DJ. Everybody wants to be an MC. But being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. There are still posse, cause it's the three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
The tip-piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine. And three out of every darn time, the effect is, when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Make pop to me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunts of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dove and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle, shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three.
Hey, children, what does it all mean?
One, two, three.
No more, no less.
Yeah, we are back. Fabulous Flashback Fridays. The Daisy Age of Hip Hop, that was De La Soul, magic number. Hey, Cuzzo, let me ask you about the Daisy Age or the whole get down period with the whole native tongues and all that whole vibe. Who was your I see you got a lot of De La in the playlist. Who was your favorite out of those some of those groups?
D De La Soul. I was just sitting here thinking to myself, fam, I was like, man, it's a problem when you remember the ad-libs of the scratching.
Right.
Every single scratch, and then you know, I said I heard 7 different artists, different songs, television show entries into that scratch he did at the end. Just a magic
right.
number. That's actually probably my favorite De La Soul song other than Ghetto Thing. But yeah, I would have to say it would be De La Soul. And then moving on later, when we get into those other acts, that did follow their, you know, their whole get down. I would have to say Common, Your Mos Def, Black Thought, those guys. So, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but they got, to me, they kicked it off. They really started it, and just shout out to them. I'm just like, I'm so happy that they got free. It was like they were really holding them hostage, you know.
Right.
And I was like, it's such good music, and it just sucked when you would try to go and, you know, pull it up or something, and you couldn't even pull the album up. So, you know, just big win. They are our legends in hip hop. They're actually going to be in Ontario this month, I think in like a week and a half.
Oh,
and
serious?
I was like, man.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, that would be so super awesome. But yeah, anybody out there, De La Soul fans, going to be them. Wu-Tang. I forgot who the other artist is. That's going to be good because that's a smaller venue. And like now is the time, they're at that age where it's like, well, yeah, you know, that would be awesome. Any, you know, true fans out there, yeah, check that out. They're going to be at the Yamava Resort. Yeah, no, they're going
to
be in Ontario.
I got to actually see them before in concert, man. Like, I remember, what was it, like late 90s, 99, 98. I don't know. They were with yeah, they were headlining, and actually, I think Goody Mob opened up from Goody Mob, and what was that group? They had another group that was Fishbone or something. They were like kind of like rock hip hop. Yeah, it was pretty dope.
I remember them. I was about to say, was that Jada's group? Anyway, yeah, shout out to the school districts and when they used to, you know, really do stuff for the kids. Concert story as well, because I got to see. Diggable Planets when I was in the ninth grade at Cal State University Northridge, and that's a time when I really was like, oh wow, you know, people that are entertainers, they can actually be touched, because I got 2 autographs. I actually got Doodle Bugs and Butterfly. I'll never forget. But yeah,
wow.
That's just an awesome time to be able, you know, just to see those groups. And yeah, I remember Fishbone.
Yeah,
I think they're still touring. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
But speaking of De La, get up, guys. Get up, y'all, out there. Because we about to roll. It's Friday, but you know what tomorrow is. That's one of people's favorite days. Tomorrow
it's
you get
Saturday.
Up and you clean up. But it's about to be Saturday. Sheila over there singing. Come on, y'all. 914-803-4001. Queen. Feel better, love. We miss you.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Let's get into it.
It's Brother Mike on Friday. Keep you for listening on WIMS. Yo, I got a phone call. My girl, she wants to hold me. I said hold me. Yo, take this. She's trying to get money in. WIMS.
Saturday.
Back once more with the wall up in the score.
thoughts about a rich shit and make it rock your hip. Revival of the roller boogie in a rickety shit to make you think about the time it's focused fun instead of fight.
But diving from a piece of metal should have
yo, like flip your butt to the bricks of this mix. Force that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck, connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on everybody, this the funky output.
5 days you work, one whole day.
You pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock face, go fast to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Ooh, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle, cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, Luke just walked in. Yes, man. Mr. Sprinkler, wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With a yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear, rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track, grab your roller skate, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity-doo, now let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is swift, spinning and winning. No hack attack, let me in. Feel on the bottom away, but it's okay, ha, it's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the feeder.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time.
Yo, check this one out right here.
Here comes the
I'm from. They let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck can let your helpless color figure add. As a victim, I am really low-key. Still the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and I'm a free form for a free. Said I'm gonna get some before they knock it out me. I don't sweat it. I let the bullshit blow in the breeze. In other words, just the breeze. Yeah.
In any position with me, cause when you in my position, it ain't never easy to do any type of maintaining, cause all the gaming and training from entertaining is hella straining to the brain, and but I can't keep running, I just gotta keep keen and cunning,
can't keep running away.
To the far side. We are back.
We are back. Super shout out to the far side.
Remember, check it out, cuz I remember when they came out, that they were hella different too. They had the whole, like you said, along with the Tribe and De La kind of vibe. Different, especially coming from LA, because, you know, it was surrounded by the whole gangster thing. So what they were doing was dope. But another thing that was so dope about them were their videos and visuals. It was like always some, like, way out shit, man. So respect the Far Side, man, for changing the game and doing what they did.
Hallelujah. That's all I can say. The church says amen. Like, yeah, a lot of people credit Jamiroquai with that first video where he was walking backwards and he was going forward.
Yeah.
Far Side did a whole video in the reverse.
Yeah. Okay. Crazy. Crazy. We're going to play that too later.
Go check it out on Vivo, y'all. Go check it out on Vivo. Exactly. Yeah. When no Snoop Dogging and then those. But
shout out to Jamiroquai.
When
too,
I could, it really
crazy
me
too.
Out.
And crazy you said that. I seen that about a month ago. They played that somewhere. And I was like, damn, I forgot about that. That was crazy, too. But, yeah, definitely Far Side was first.
I'm good for a Jamiroquai post at least 3 times a year. Like, that's my dude, right? And the album was dope, too. Jamiroquai had a dope, funk, disco-sounding, like, the album was fire.
Yep.
Like, that dude is
fire,
really
he was fire. He was a breath of fresh air, really, because his shit was dope.
Yeah.
And he was coming from a whole nother country. Shit was dope.
Right. That was another drought in hip-hop. Anywho, we will talk y'all heads off all day. I am Cousin Mercy. That is Mr. G. Lou. We are missing our Queen Jean, but she will be back, y'all. Feel better. And we are doing the Daisy Age of hip-hop. If you want to get in on this, you can always call in at 914-803-4001. Make sure you press 1 to get in on this, Okay, we're going to keep the party going. Let's see, for all you Smokey fans out there, we got any Smokey Robinson, just another Bomb Earth sample, talking none other than the Break of Dawn by Taylor Swift. Then we go get some funky dividends in there too, y'all. Oh my goodness, having too much fun. This is just like straight up school time. But I digress.
Let's go.
Go.
A trip to the P now. While I settle off the shores of the Long Island, my mind is clean, I mean my mind is clear when I transmit. I am the man of the family cause I can't spit. I want to let forensics prove that I commence rule with the threats from me to why the hate. Wanna say salutation to the nation of the Nubians. We about to place it in that 3 feet of stew again. I got the frequency to shatter Mr. Jones' term. I got a hail of other honeys cause the short term valley and a form for the shoddy in the jacket. For the brother, he's a nigga when he packs it. So get your butt out the sling, I saw Muhammad floating up, that means the vessel like the autograph to sign until the break.
Cousin Marcy coming up next with the Marcy's Minute right after this classic Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Let's go.
Michelle, why you gotta tell Nikki everything about us?
Because
down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Mello went to the groove. The greatest man alive was told rocking my world. Then to rock a little harder when I thought it's a fresh fly girl. But hold up, I can't go out like it's nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to stress. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to regret. My compliment came through in the clutch. She started to blush, then I knew what was up. Called the next morning, said, what'll it be? Then I end the movie, or just chillin' with me. She said, me. So I went and got the Slimmy. As soon as I opened the door, she said, Jimmy. It was like I was a bone and she was stretching. She got my cold, swallowed my ones like Judy Gretchen. Then after a couple weeks of good love of my friend, she did the dummy move and started asking for my dividends. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. This new Jack Bay started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't call her last night. I kindly pulled her to the side, said, yo, take a hike. Cause I don't need a girl, too many problems in this world. So boo on the head with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln. I said, no way, yo, slump, what do you think this is, President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with my money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some ends, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it was before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. But sure, how come every time we argue it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady B, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade. Take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadow. She could leave still her heart. But the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one. To constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Every inch in her style, she's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pocket. And when you wanna chill, you find that something always boxing. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's got it. I tried to put you deep, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends. Don't like the riff, but one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little thing about the J-O-B, but what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E and wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. This advice to you, I'll lend. Begin to let it sink and you can spend, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something or any woman for that matter if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal visa card on the strip. Cause the same way you trying to get somebody, you can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, E.S.?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I would have never stepped to you from the giddy-up.
If I knew you wasn't going to provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day. Cause man, this ain't worth it.
The world is very different now.
Wow. Man, that's funky dividends right there, three times dope. EST, the greatest man alive out of Philly. That used to be one of my favorite songs, still is, but that was definitely one of my favorite songs back in the day, man. And that's classic right there. She said, if I knew, you know, I wouldn't have been with you in the first place. And she shouted out Steady B. She said, when I was with Steady B, he gave me everything. Steady B is doing life in prison right now. And the homie Cool C from a botched bank robbery. So there you have that. But now, without any further ado, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. What up, Cousin?
Take your behind back to Steady B. What's she talking about? Stop telling all the business, girl. That was a classic. Thank you so much, Cousin. All right, let's get into it. That was a classic. Oh, my goodness. Funky Dividends. Jesus, get your hand out of my pocket.
What they know
girl.
About that.
Oh my God. That's the first song I learned. There was a lot of songs I learned off of, but that was one of them too. Like, keep your hand out of people's pockets. All right, let's get into it, y'all. Follow this Tariq Nasheed. He is a spokesperson for the FBA, which is kind of like the Foundational Black American Movement. But something interesting that went on this past week and a half, I'm just going to give you a scenario of what is going on. It does have to do with the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. So what it is it a Kickstarter for a documentary that he has already completed. It says, I am Tariq Nasheed, the director of Microphone Check, a groundbreaking documentary film that explores the untold and true origins of hip-hop culture. With a background as the creator of the legendary Hidden Colors film series, I am no stranger to shedding light on important and often overlooked aspects of history. Our team includes a passionate group of individuals dedicated to bringing this vital narrative to life, and we are joined by some of the pioneers who helped shape hip-hop into the cultural phenomenon it is today. So, you're asking, what is Microphone Check? Pardon me, you all. Microphone Check is not just a documentary, it's a journey through time, uncovering the authentic roots of hip-hop. We have gathered an incredible ensemble of early pioneers, including the likes of Coco Rock, Trixie, Sasa, Sha Rock, Melly Mel, Grandmaster Caz, and many more to share their firsthand accounts and insights into the birth and evolution of hip-hop. Through compelling interviews, rare footage, and historical context, we aim to dispel myths. Pay close attention to this, you all. We aim to dispel myths and offer a comprehensive and accurate account of hip-hop's history. Now, that was very important because, as some of you may know, a couple of months ago, there were some other diasporas claiming the right to birthing hip-hop in its whole totality, everything, breakdancing, beatboxing, rapping, scratching, all that. So, the inspiration for Microphone Check emerged from the realization that the 50th anniversary of hip-hop is a milestone worth celebrating and commemorating with deep dives into its origins. As someone who has dedicated their career to exploring and illuminating the hidden facets of history, I saw an opportunity to set the record straight on hip-hop's beginnings. We have already made significant progress by assembling these pioneers and capturing their stories on film, but they need your support. So basically, you all, it is a Kickstarter. You can go ahead and go to Tariq Nasheed's webpage. You can go to his, what is it called now, X Twitter account. You can go to his IG, the YouTube channel. There's a link there where you can go ahead and make your donation. I, for one, in my humblest opinion, as a passionate student of hip-hop, its origins, all that, and then some, think this is very important because it's like this. If you allow them to go in and say, we're not going to teach the children their true background history, that has to do with anything. It could be slavery. It could be anything, jazz, anything. It could be taken away from you. This is like trying to rewrite history. So if you're interested in that, you can go ahead, like I said, go over to those handles. They've already raised $65,000. They're looking for $180,000 to totally fund the project. Hopefully it'll become a series like on Netflix. And now let's get into the bull crap really quick. Jada Pinkett Smith says it wasn't possible to have a romance with Tupac. There was no chemistry. Following word of her seven-year-long separation from Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith is speaking on her well-known friendship with the late Tupac Shakur. Specifically, Jada notes that despite what onlookers may believe, it wasn't possible for them to become a romantic item as there was no chemistry. The Girls Trip actress shared her commentary during a recent interview with Rolling Out and interviewing Crystal Jordan, got it popping by asking, has there ever been a time that you regretted the decision that you made not to take it to the level with him and to keep it in the friendship space? Violation. Jada responded by shutting down any prospect that the pair who formed a bond as teens in Baltimore, Maryland, would have taken the romantic route. In turn, Jordan shared her shock and noted that by the looks of what Jada has shared there, seems to be so much chemistry between her and Tupac. Nonetheless, Jada Pinkett Smith pointed out that this was centered on friendship, adding, trust me. The latest news I heard on this today was that Tupac did propose to Jada while in Rikers Island. Jada, we're trying to solve a case here. Jada, the people are now in court. Jada, the man is gone. Jada, stop talking. Jada, sit down. And that'll do it for today's Marcy's Minute. Cuzzo, back to you.
Shout out to Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute for tonight. And I also hear that I guess Jada's writing a book, so that's why she's doing all these interviews. So shout out to Jada Pinkett Smith, Pinkett Smith. Once again, it's Flashback Fridays. The call-in number is 914-803-4001. We're back in the Daisy Age. Cuzzo, what we got up next?
We got Sit Down. Coming up next, another classic. We got Rock This Funky Joint, okay? Port Righteous T-shirts. And then we'll get into some award tour by none other than A Tribe Called Quest. Let's keep rolling, y'all.
Understanding, undismissal, there's no need for I keep you guessing. Follow me now, see, I'll be rocking. The second hand is ticking, still the posse, don't be clocking. Controllers of the top be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint.
T for short, now then one more, Or am I too much with a mentor? Proceed, teacher, please, just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicated, see, I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I pull from is a different style of hip-hop. Move like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of my stomach. Poor righteous teacher, stop to flip the topic. Islamically, I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. I have to get the styles that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teaching. Anyone that likes this style that I be styling. Mentally profiling, should I say move with the roughness. Just serving justice, suckers try to suck this. But I be scoping, never I'm not sleeping.
Because it's culture freedom, G.
Who's posse ruling?
T.R.T.
Perfect, it's sort of simple, see. Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always keep me something hype. I pass the mic, yo. Cause it's my whole life, like I'm creating. Man, I think the state's in. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a coach and beat him for support. See, man, I find the point.
Rock this funky joint. Keep joint.
Rock it.
Funky.
Joint.
Snakes try to stop this, purified and holy hip-hopness. Listen to the concept, sweat, tech, techniques. Peace be the Lord, I feel the sword when I speak. As-salam alaikum,
wa alaikum as-salam.
A universal greeting from the people of Akan. Step into the realm of my cypher, feel the different type of summer, summer, slip and step and technique. 1200 left about the bond, he's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. Intelligence is ticking, somewhat symbolic to a bomb. Many brothers roll a fellow victim. I'm not living with them, because they didn't know the time. Turn a coach of freedom for support, demanifest the point.
Rock this funky joint, joint.
What it do, what it do? This is OG Scott Gorton, the music pro. And this Friday, I'm going to be on the G. Lou Show. That's right, the G. Lou Show on Blog Talk Radio. 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk everything about what I did in the past, all the music business that's going on now, digital distribution. We're going to let everybody know what's going on out there. So call on in at 914-803-4001. Don't forget to hit that one button to get on live. That's right, the G. Lou Show.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubine. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up for a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal. If you got knowledge of solo or self, myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So, who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause I'm wetting niggas. So, run and tell the others, cause we all the brothers. I learned how to build mics in my workshop class. So, give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
Right.
We on the right to a
lit, 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 lit. We on a war tour with Bob and my man. Going each and every place, you the mic in their hand. New York, NCVA.
7 times out of 10, we listen to our music at night. Thus spawned the title of this program. The word maraud means to loot. In this case, we maraud for ears.
Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called Quest. Was that the AI? No. I'm like, okay. Yes, the Daisy Age. Shout out. Tribe Called Quest. I can't believe they don't have no star yet. That's weird.
Yeah.
I guess. Now I'm going to have to check out awards and all that. Talking about a war tour. Okay, well, which awards? No, I'm just playing. They're legends. Legends in the game.
Shout out to Tribe Legends. Yes, yes.
Well, we almost there, people. Nothing on. We're going to keep this thing going because we got to make sure we get the comment when he thought he did his big one. So where we at? We still on a quest. Yeah, this is just like a trip back in time for me. All these joints. If you know anything about the Daisy Age, if you don't, you hear something you like, I promise you, go back, listen again. You're going to go down a rabbit hole with all these people. Shout out to the East Coast, where most of them come from, too.
Yep.
Long Island.
Yep. Shout out to all the boroughs on the East Coast in New York. Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Harlem, Uptown, the legendary Apollo, all that right there.
We don't hate. We just don't like people that allegedly set up hits. Fabulous Flashback Friday.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Right now, fight is a point sayer.
At times I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Jenkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
By stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at you, Tip, and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on up whipping us so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Thank you.
contestant number four, do you have the answers?
That's on the tip of my tongue. I can't, just can't think of it.
We're back. We are back. Hey, Cuzzle, you know what I noticed? That I didn't play Check the Rhyme. Did I? Hold on. Am I tripping or what?
Yeah, you did. It's okay. You did, what's the name again? But that's cool because I was hearing those errs, and I remember earlier, I was like, yeah, Kanye definitely copied that, but no, that's cool. Yeah, that's quite
all
right.
That just hit me, though, because I'm just like, hold up. Damn.
It's okay. It's all a Tribe Called Quest. We're all good. Me, myself, and I took us right on out of there. Man, that Prince Paul, though, that sampling of that Parliament, that definitely had to influence Dr. Dre. It had to. There's no way, shape, or form because, maybe 2 years later we get that heavily Parliament-influenced The Chronic album.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Prince Paul. You did your thing.
You definitely did. Prince Paul is a legend. Legendary producer, for sure.
For sure. So nice we had to hear it twice. It's okay, you're still the super producer, Cuzzo, on this fabulous Flashback Friday.
I'm talking about that shit after.
Nobody's
going to
panic.
I'm like, hold on.
Don't panic.
I'm like, hold on a minute, man. I play that shit twice. I'm like, shit, it's been a long day, Cuzzo. My bad. So are we running it back or are we keeping it moving?
Man.
What are we doing, Cuzzo?
Nah, we can, because I told you, we got to get the comment now. So we want to go to ghetto thing. We can skip people every day if we can get stakes as high. Let's keep that thing rolling. Roll on, maestro. He said, so nice, he had to do it twice. Shout out to A Tribe Called Quest, y'all. The Daisy Age.
Okay. Okay, because we got to get the comment. I'm missing a couple still. I don't know. Okay, let me do this just because I already had it ready, and then we'll come back with a. Let's go.
On the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo's and push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and she's despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none can test me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the Zap.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember.
number. I'll receive the message and you will play the sender.
You're on point tip.
All the time, wife.
You're on point tip.
Yeah, all the time, wife.
You're on point tip.
You're all the time, wife.
So play the resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kinda simple, just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. Talk to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum. And proper, what you say, hammer? Proper, rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Yeah. This is street radio for unsung hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do. We do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope. Experiment to discover hope. Scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starters to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick draws, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. The people. Unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped into Stevie. He said no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seem to breed me. Nobody believes, till I believe me. On the rise, doing business with my guys. Visions realized, music affected lives. A gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana. I see the iron weed, my dick and yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My rap ignites the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. With the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
From the skies of my cloud nine, from homies all the way to chick, no matter how fine. Control rolling it, just rolling way to wreck a proud mind. You hold it in your hands and watch a man start crying. Tear after tear in the puppet man's hands. Every time you take a stance, you do the puppet man's dance. And the world's at a standstill. Deep in broken man's bill, trapped in the moat with an anvil still. Killing yourself and dogging your health. You ain't amphibious, so grab a hold of yourself.
But through my will, my flow still will spill. Toxic slips and shock sick like electrocute. When I execute acutely over the rhythm on those that pollute, extra dosages is what I gotta give them. Got them mad and trembling, cause I've been up in my lab assembling missiles to bomb the enemy, because they envy me in the making of my mad currency. Currently I think we're in the state of an emergency, cause niggas done sold they souls and now they souls is hollow. And I think they can't follow, they can't swallow the truth because it hurts. This is how I put it down, this is my earth, my turf. The worth of my birth is a billion, and you know what time it is, I'm gonna make a million. Yeah, you know what time is it. Of the real ride. Now if you are to look out your right window, you will see a map. There's Lab Cap in California. Right over there. We're just now flying over Hollywood. Getting a good glimpse now. Hold on now. Little turbulence, little turbulence. We're going down. We're going down. Where's Quentin? Emma? Looks like you're going to have to grab the parachute. Time to drop down. Lab cabin, California. That'll be the spot. We just blew an engine. We're going down. Going down. Going down. It's going down.
Okay, okay. There we go, y'all. I know we're going a little bit over, but we got to get that one in at the far side. Drop. Classic. Lab cabin, California. Classic album. 95, I believe. Cousin Marcy, another classic
accuracy
show, great playlist, great concept, all that shit. You did that tonight, girl.
Stinks, stinks, Cuzzle. Thank you to the listeners. Shout out to Queen G. We miss you, lovely one. Feel better. And shout out to all these groups we play. Shout out to the Daisy Age of Hip Hop. And y'all taking the time to listen. This was awesome, fam.
Yeah, it was. Dope, dope. I love doing this shit like this right here. Giving up for hip hop. So another classic, fabulous Flashback Friday in the books. If you missed anything, go back,
right,
check it out in the archives. Be back again next week, same time, same place. Queen will be back. Check us out Sunday nights, OG Sundays.
Yay.
As well. Everyone have a great weekend. Tap in to After Hours Tonight on the YouTube channel if you're up. And like that,
that's
there,
right,
we're out of here. Thank you, Cuzzo.
We're out of here. Thank you, Cuzzo. And everybody, go check out that video drop. You won't be disappointed. Peace.
Peace out, y'all.